Well, I guess we can get started. We're all grown up, and this is a talk that I'm doing on behalf of Andy Fitzsimon, who couldn't be here for family reasons, but a little bit about me. My name is Robert Sergia. I am the Director of Technical and Community Marketing here at SUSE. I'm an open source contributor. I'm a CNCF ambassador, if that means anything to anybody here. Does anyone know what that is? No one?
I do.
You got a winner. Thank you. And I'm an avid hunter. So if anyone wants to hunt, you can talk to me about that. But I'm joined by a special guest, Richard.
Well, yes, I'm Richard. You know, I've been doing this OpenSUSE stuff now for 20 years, as Rick mentioned. You know, I'm here not with my SUSE hat on, but with my community, you know, hat, OpenSUSE, how I think that should work. So,
I mean, if we're going to say that.
Well, exactly.
I'm actually here representing SUSE. So I want to make sure that everyone knows that I'm, you know, professionally, in a professional capacity, that I'm presenting this, my side of the deck. You'll see here towards the end. As on behalf of SUSE. So let's talk about the history of SUSE. Do you guys know this? Do we know this? I know. 32 years, we've stuck with the GECO, our green chameleon. A few organizations have such a preserved, long-lasting icon, but we've gotten better. I still like the first one. I know it looks like my kid drew it, but I think it's why I like it the most. But we've gotten better with it. And I think the OpenSUSE one is
The OpenSUSE one's still stuck in the middle, right here.
Yeah. Now, is that the old one or the new one? Because I'll talk about that in a moment. But we've gotten better with drawing the gecko, or the chameleon. And we're actually pretty good at community. I read this. I didn't know this existed, but this is a case study about Novell and OpenSUSE. We'll have the link later, but I didn't know this existed. That was mind-blowing reading this.
Yeah, I mean, if you do ever want to download it, read it, you know, it's a great snapshot of like how messed up everything was back in 2008. Like, you know, we've come a really long way compared to there. But also it does show like a lot of the thought that we put in back then, like you could see how that's built the path that's got us where we are now. And this actually does a really good job of like seeing into the future and suggesting this could be where they end up. And we kind of have.
I read it over beers. And I suggest if you do drink to read it over beers or wine. But SUSE and OpenSUSE as a community, we move kind of in a constant motion together, right? We stay lockstep. You'll see that with this diagram that Dirk helped me correctly put together between Tumbleweed, SUSE Linux Enterprise, and Leap. And the work that we do in Tumbleweed eventually makes its way into Tumbleweed, or the work we do in Tumbleweed eventually makes its way into SLES, and it makes it to Leap as well. Speaking backwards there, I'm sorry. And we have a shared path together. This should show you, and I know two of those little balls are in the wrong spot. I noticed that Kiwi and OBS should be on the other sides, but don't get hung up on that. But we share with SUSE a lot of things we've done together. Between a uni and SUSE manager, between Aon, Calpa, and SLES, all of these have a shared provenance together. And there's some projects that we use together. OBS is an example of that, right? And we have IBS internally for some of the internal build services that we have. No difference, just one's internal, one's external, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. But I want to say this, that SUSE is committed to the growth of OpenSUSE community. I want to make sure that I'm on record, and it's being recorded, you see me saying it, but we have concerns about our brand confusion and the infringement of trademarks. So I want to talk about trademarks. This is a slide about the Sony Walkman, and this is about if trademarks are different than copyrights, they're more or less a legal recognition of your identity. And you have to use them, or you have to lose them. Defend them, or you lose them. We've heard about Kleenex. Some remember that Sony lost this trademark in Austria, because the word Walkman became so common it ended up in the dictionary. And they lost that trademark. But that was part of that product. That was what it was called. We all remember this one. If anyone doesn't remember it, I'm not saying you were living under a rock in the open source community, but Groupon challenged Gnome. Now, Gnome won. Groupon backed down, but it cost them money. And one thing about open source communities like this is money is hard to come by at times. We can all agree on that. But it still costs them money because, you know, someone out there just didn't, it wasn't noticed. And then there's this one. This slide is, I don't want to say it's controversial, but someone bought, you know, they inherited this IP. Oracle has been vicious with their defense of the term JavaScript. I'm not sure if I'm even legally allowed to say that on stage. But they've defended that, and they have every right to do so. But it puts us as a community who does anything with JavaScript on the back burner. We can't put it out there. You can't do anything with it because they own it. And it really stinks for communities. And this is a negative example for it. But SUSE is concerned about the genericization of the SUSE brand and the combined breadth of SUSE and OpenSUSE offerings. And they're hard to define and defend. Whereas OpenSUSE, we can all agree we're here for community. We build the same things together. We have a shared underlying common goal of contributing, building amazing open source software. But SUSE is focused on the enterprise, not necessarily community users. So we remember this. This started out really bad. I was a Red Hat fanboy when I was in college. 7.1 was my first distro. And I remember when this happened. And it was a few years before it got better. But now, if we look at this, it's hard to argue that Fedora isn't a vibrant community, that Fedora is healthy and it's expanding. And Red Hat, they're doing just fine over there with their brand. Okay. And then we remember this. Who said, ugh, thank you. This is what we don't want, right? This is the worst case scenario. This is worse than, I believe, what the Oracle one. So I'm not going to delve deeper into this because this story everyone in this room should know. But this didn't work out great for Docker. It didn't work out great for Mobi. And this isn't anything anyone wants, especially here with OpenSUSE. So we've been listening to the community. And we had some conversations from folks all around. And it's become more than just one-offs. It's become, you know, kind of a constant conversation. But with anything, we have distractions and we have detractions. And sometimes people will say, well, am I working for SUSE? Is this free work for them? Is this only for SUSE employees? Could I sponsor or attend? You know, these are some of the distractions and detractions that we have with this shared brand that we have. So how do we see it? This is upstream to us. Whereas in OpenSUSE, this is where we develop. For SUSE, this is where customers consume. We're free for the community. For SUSE, we pay subscriptions. We have a problem-centric collaboration or commercial sales service agreement. Sounds like nothing OpenSUSE right side. It's backwards for me. But at the end, upstream's for all individuals, and SUSE is really for commercial entities, right? That's what we focus on. So the idea for discussion is this. The community voted for this logo. I like it personally. It grew on you, didn't it? Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay, just making sure. Well, we voted. Is that yours? We gotta talk. I want to thank you for this afterwards. Okay, you, me, I'll buy you a beer. But the community voted for this, and it was an open process. The votes came in. There's a little hiccups in the community, but we voted on it, and I think it's good. It's a direction forward. It separates us looking like SUSE. It makes OpenSUSE start having its own identity. But it could be this. Where's the gasp? Who's gasping? Okay. Something like this. But if you look it up, it's actually not one other operating system. It's actually two different other operating systems. I did some research. Did you know that? You didn't know that. Yeah, I actually did some Googling on that. Right, but it's kind of time that we get our own name. We're upstream from SUSE, and maybe it's about time that we have the conversation about having our own name for this organization. So this is a conversation only. Nothing is set in stone. I want to make sure I'm clear about that. But we wanted to talk about, you know, what it would look like to give OpenSUSE a new name. There's no timelines, but what's really important is the community's input. This is not something that should be done in a back room. It's not Doug's decision, even though I think he wants to have it. We need the input across the entire community. So all ideas are welcome. We'll be able to answer questions after this, and you guys know how to find me around the conference. So I'm going to wrap up my end of this, and I'm going to turn it over to my dear colleague.
Thank you, Robert.
You just hit the space bar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I was actually sort of totally independent of this, sort of from the SUSE side, thinking about this purely from a community OpenSUSE perspective. Like, so, yeah, this bit is not representing SUSE, but, you know, in the community which we've all been in for so long, you know, we see many of the same things just through a different lens, right? You know, we have the same distraction and detraction problem, you know, which open, just even internally with OpenSUSE, not even taking into account the SUSE side of things, you know, which OpenSUSE should I use? You know, there's more than four different Linux distros now, and I know I'm adding one as well, so I make it worse. You know, that also, you know, leads to, there's also detraction because the community path for those different distros is different. You know, I can contribute anything I want to Tumbleweed, but if I want to go changing stuff in Leap that comes from SLE, I can't. And of course, you know, anyone who goes to a big conference, you know, you mentioned you're working on OpenSUSE, and they go, oh, you still exist, you know, or, you know, even more cutting, you know, asking the niche, you know, why is OpenSUSE so niche? And if you take a step back and kind of look at OpenSUSE in view, you can kind of get it, right? Like, if you shove all of our projects on one piece of paper, what do these actually have in common? You know, yes, Leap is derived from SLE, which is derived from Tumbleweed, but like, there's a SUSE product in the middle of all of that. MicroOS has a really different story for what, you know, what is the ideal user? How do you use it? How do you document it? Aeon has a different story for that as well. The build service is multi-distro. Kiwi is multi-distro. You know, these ones don't even shove OpenSUSE in front of their name. Are they even OpenSUSE projects? Like, I've asked guys in some of these projects, you know, do you consider yourselves an OpenSUSE project? And they're like, maybe. You know, yeah. You know, that's tricky when you're trying to think of, okay, how do you go out to the world with this and kind of, you know, and sell a good story and drag people in. And also when people come in, like, they come in with the right expectations and the right mindset, so they get involved more easily and get, yeah, say the right things, get happy, you know, less arguing on mailing lists, you know, all that kind of stuff. And like, looking at this, the, you know, I was thinking, like, where else do we have, like, a ginormous umbrella of thousands of open source projects, you know, so where it's even worse than us, and, like, how do they structure themselves to kind of get around that issue? And, you know, if you think about it, like, the CNCF on the Kubernetes side of things, you know, does a really good job with that. You know, there is, if I mean, I wanted this to be like the slide of the CNCF landscape. You can Google it and have a look. That you, a couple of years ago, that used to fit on one slide. If I try to fit that on now of how many projects are under the CNCF, it's like 8 slides. I can't make it smaller than that. It's ridiculous. But nobody talks about the CNCF as the unified brand, you know, where they're not all CNCF Kubernetes and CNCF Helm and whatever. Every project under that umbrella has their own brand, their own name, you know, their own story to tell, because they're all different projects. But there is this sort of unifying governance umbrella on the top, providing things like common resources, funding, trademark protection, you know, all that kind of stuff. So for OpenSUSE, I would like to kind of take SUSE's suggestion of, you know, OpenSUSE no longer using the OpenSUSE mark and tuning up the brand, and kind of take it a little bit of a step sideways. you know, I think we should stop using OpenSUSE everywhere. I think it's actually bad for OpenSUSE generally, even, you know, excluding SUSE's need there too. And I think we've got projects like Tumbleweed and Leap and MicroOS and hopefully Aon, OpenQA, etc., who all have names and brands of their own, which would be the perfectly valid way of going forward. You know, drop OpenSUSE from them, talk about them as individual things, maybe shove Linux after some of them so, you know, Google search results work better. But I would actually argue that would really solve a lot of our SEO problems with stuff anyway, because right now you search OpenSUSE whatever and you quite often end up getting the wrong answer for the wrong distro than the one you're actually using. Pardon? Yeah, exactly. You know, lots of, yeah, and you get adverts from Rocky Linux. Yeah, so I think in terms of branding, like, this is actually the perfect way to go forward. It's less work than renaming everything Geekos. You know, it's less work of messaging. It's actually cleaner for us to message if, like, okay, we're focusing the story around Tumbleweed and we focus the story around Leap. And, you know, however, you know, there is still then, okay, what do you call about the kind of governance umbrella on top of the whole thing? So I would say, you know, we can probably take the Geekos idea and kind of create our own CNCF, like, little umbrella over the top of all of these projects to provide things like trademark protection or, you know, trademark negotiation with SUSE, however that wants to work out, you know, shared policies, shared code of conduct. So, you know, in the individual projects might be responsible for implementing all of those things, but, you know, we all kind of agree on common stuff because I don't think anybody thinks our current policies are that bad. Shared funding, sponsorship, TSPs, stuff like that, and shared resources and infrastructure. But I think, like, if we go down this road, there's, like, it's also a good chance for us to think as a project of, like, really tuning up the governance story of how would you want this to work. You know, I would argue there's a definite case to be made that instead of having kind of a broadly voted board like we have right now, you know, having a board that is actually more representative of the child projects is probably a better way to go. You know, have a representative Tumbleweed on there, have a representative Leap. You know, make sure that the governing body is taking the needs of, you know, the actual contributors directly, and focusing far more on that. Having stronger processes and also being better at keeping to the project's own rules about what the board should do. Like, we constantly have situations of the board reinterpreting their mandate and doing stuff that they shouldn't. So yeah, a good chance to do all of that. But just like with Robert, this is a conversation starting only. You know, there's also no timeline. I think this is really the best way forward. And in fact, because I think it's the best way forward, I've already kind of started doing it with Aon. So I'm dropping OpenSUSE from the website there. So you can kind of get a feel for how it works, how it thinks. But that doesn't mean everybody else has to follow along. So, Q&A.
And I know there's no way no one has at least one question.
Yeah, there's bound to be questions.
There's no way.
David.
Oh. You don't want to talk anymore?
Why are you using macOS?
Why am I using macOS? That's a great question. That's okay. That's okay.
When I started, that is what I was issued. And in 3 years, I'm supposed to get a new one. But they told me I have to wait till next year to get a new one. It's a Mac. It's probably not going to be nice. If it was a Dell, it would be easier. But it's a good question. Thank you.
It's an Intel Mac, right?
It is an Intel Mac.
You have no excuse.
Okay, thank you.
From my side, it's a bad move for our known distros. Yeah, for OpenSUSE, Tumbleweed, and OpenSUSE Leap.
Okay.
We would it is a loss of brand. Yeah? And we are struggling to be visible in the market anyway, and renaming or dropping parts of the name will make them even lesser known. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So we might even lose more users. So there, people know that they are associated with SUSE. This is probably not the case. I mean, it's not the case for the Open Build Service that no longer has, that doesn't use OpenSUSE in its name.
OpenQA
doesn't use it directly in the name. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But Leap and Tumbleweed is our most prominent distributions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might lose attention from the outside.
Do you feel that you've lost attention being in the shadow of SUSE?
No, because SUSE contributes the most pieces of it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Hi. First of all, please. Please don't take my first comment personal, if you can. I am very much in favor of the idea of separating the brands, because okay. SUSE, for me, actually has not many positive connotations.
I appreciate your opinion.
It stands for Enterprise Linux, which is okay, but not really community, I think. Not what I feel like. Stands for a website that has the one of the biggest collections of third-party tracking software that I know of, and I think it should be separated. I don't blame SUSE as a company for these things, but mm-hmm. I think it is good to have it separated. But what I consider even more important is not only the name. I think that users who would like to contribute to the open projects that are now under the Open SUSE umbrella should not have to go through the SUSE company. Because SUSE as a commercial company has to do many things that that lock out contributors. I am quite a bit known for representing very young contributors who are locked out by GitHub, but also by the terms of use of the SUSE company platforms. Mm-hmm. And I think if the Open SUSE community, or the community that is now called Open SUSE, wants to do something to change this image and to get more emancipated from the SUSE brand and the SUSE company, this would be the most important aspect in my point of view.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you for the feedback. We got two up front, Doug.
I got the order already planned out, so it's okay. Going David back there.
Okay. And Neil. Then Neil after that again. Okay, come on. So, first off, I think that comment, the Mobi move was really about money and their willingness to hold enterprise Linux distributions hostage. Mm-hmm. And I think that they failed, rightly so. But what you're talking about is something entirely different, which is to say that we want to collectively create distance, a slight distance, not a large distance. And I don't see SUSE as losing any kind of connection to the upstream projects, right? We're still talking about that. But I do see, and I see tremendous value in the alignment with the notions of like the CNCF Foundation or Fedora, right? Where mm-hmm. where you have kind of a group of projects. What I am concerned about, and I'm landing the plane now, is that there are many of these projects that are going to land in the community sort of outside of whatever it is that we create. And I'll give you some examples. Catello or Candlepin, where they are directly related to a commercial upstream idea or downstream idea, mm-hmm. have an upstream exposure, but don't necessarily, they start to lose track with the upstream components of the distribution.
Okay. This kind of falls onto your side, but I think I can answer this. So, SUSE, actually under Rancher, I'll use Kubwarden, we created KubeWarden. It is a CNCF project, and we do a lot of the upstream for it. We don't let that go away. The CNCF doesn't allow us to, but KubeWarden is going to be part and parcel of our cloud native security platform that will roll into Rancher Prime as a product offering, right? We can't let it go. We still have it as upstream. We do the same thing with K3S, right? So the exact same thing with K3S. It's the most downloaded, you know, we still, Chris Wayne's the engineering manager over there. He does a fantastic job. So we are committed to it because on the rancher side of the house, that can't go away. It doesn't, they don't let us, right? So I hear your concerns, but with a setup like that, the CNCF puts guidelines. You have to have so many maintainers between multiple companies. You have to have contributions out. You have to have governance. You have to have a weekly meeting. So there's a lot of things that they put down that for any type of project that needs to happen. And if you don't, CNCF comes over and goes, what are you doing? Stop it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm exactly, but if, like, if you map like the crazy amount of stuff the board currently do now to this kind of concept, you know, that kind of model where, you know, you'd have a new managing body over this new concept, you know, they would probably actually be doing less on a daily basis than our board currently have to deal with. Because, you know, you're dealing with a more federated model where the individual projects are empowered to go do their own thing. And then the management body of this CNCF-like bubble will just be, you know, overseeing the projects, making sure the red lines aren't being crossed, stepping in only then. So it's managing body to project relationship rather than the current mess right now where the board is dealing with, like, you know, project to SUSE relationships, project to individuals, escalations with, yeah. Yeah, there's an element of possible fragmentation, but I also think that there's actually a freedom in that. You know, I think there is a, you know, the ability for a project to better define what it's doing and how it's doing it. If you actually look at OpenSUSE already, we are already pretty fragmented, right? I mean, look at Kiwi. It does things way differently than how other OpenSUSE projects operate. It doesn't even live under the OpenSUSE GitHub project. Same with OBS, same with OpenQA. Like, we're all kind of doing our own thing anyway. Let's take that as an operating model rather than as an exception to the goal, because that's a bit of a mess right now. So, sorry, I thought I repeated the bit there, but hopefully, yeah. We'll make sure. Thanks.
Yeah, hi. I basically have two reasons why we should not rename OpenSUSE Leap. The first reason is basically the history, because there's already for 19 years, because OpenSUSE starts basically as that stable distro. So it's originally called just OpenSUSE. And still people ask, where's OpenSUSE? And we need now explain that there's OpenSUSE Leap and Tumbleweed and so on. So it's already known brand, I mean the OpenSUSE part. And the second reason is that from my experience, the biggest selling point of OpenSUSE Leap for people is that it's backed up by SUSE for critical parts, like getting security updates for SSH, kernel, whatever. So it's main selling point. So when it's called OpenSUSE Leap, it's like, yeah, it's backed by SUSE for providing that critical stuff that, yeah, it's basically like guaranteed the critical part works.
I'm with you with that. In fact, like, just spitballing an idea, right? Like, Leap is a bit of a weird one anyhow. You know, it's currently under the OpenSUSE umbrella, but we all admit the contribution path is awkward, to put it nicely. You know, for something like Leap, I mean, you could almost make an argument if we're doing a bit of rejiggling around with the branding, right? Maybe the right home for Leap is actually the SUSE brand. You know, it's release managed by SUSE. It's based on a SUSE product. SUSE does SUSE Liberty, like, why not call it SUSE Leap and have it live there? Like, that, you know, that would play to your idea and actually still work with this with everything else.
All right. I would like to add some more general comments on that. As a word in front, I had during my business life a commercial brand for more than 20 years, and I had to defend it and I had to dive a little bit into it. If you want to do a rebranding, and this is what you're proposing here, there is always a high risk associated with this. Usually you do that if either the brand is burned or if you're doing something completely different. If the brand is burned, to give you an example, I don't know whether the one or the other can remember the Enron fraud in the beginning of the 2000s. There was a company involved called Arthur Anderson. Mm-hmm. So as they messed it up massively, the name Anderson was burned, and the sister company, Anderson Consulting, renamed themselves to Accenture. So that was one good reason to do a rebranding. Another one is if you're changing the direction of your business completely. In Germany, there was a company called Preussag. They were doing steel industry supplies and something like that. And they changed their focus more and more into touristics, and they became TUI, TUI, which is a seller of holidays, basically. Is any of the thing of the two things applying to OpenSUSE? Is the brand burned, or are we doing anything completely different?
No, on both fronts.
I understand the point from SUSE on that. Mm-hmm. My personal impression is if we split this up into a smaller project, that's the perfect way into insignificance. So this point, I agree with Marcus.
No, that's fine.
So I have the lineup. Some of your.
I was wondering the method.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I just want to get. In many respects, actually, I agree with you. I wouldn't be quite so binary of like there's only those two reasons to rebrand. But let's take the kind of idea of burnt, right? SUSE is quite clear what it wants its brand to represent. You know, the right-hand side of this column. And OpenSUSE doesn't overlap with anything, really, in that left-hand side, the right-hand side of the column. You know, we're the left side. So from SUSE's perspective, I can kind of, you know, make a sense that the brand is burnt. You know, every time OpenSUSE adds another thing, and like I say, I'm guilty of this, right? You know, it's making the SUSE brand more generic, making it more burnt, making it harder. Maybe not quite as apocalyptic, but from SUSE's perspective, I can kind of see where they're coming from.
My turn? Okay. A few points on that. So first, I'm not a big supporter of renaming the project itself. I think OpenSUSE is an established brand. I wouldn't like to change it. Second point, timing is bad. Like, SUSE has been renaming like crazy, like ALP, SLFO, and like it seems to be already like joke, in my words. But if you check, can you open news OpenSUSE.org, like on the laptop, just open news OpenSUSE.org. All the last announcements for Leap Micro, we never see OpenSUSE Leap, we never see OpenSUSE Leap Micro. Like, titles are getting long, in the text is getting long. Reality that we are referring to Leap in these articles is Leap. So for me, it feels quite natural. But I'm a little bit more on the maybe Richard's proposal out of these two. And part of it feels natural, part of it feels like really bad timing because of what SUSE has been doing recently. But then again, maybe if we separate a little bit from SUSE, then we will not be subject to renames randomly. I see some benefits too. But it's risky, I agree. It's super risky, and timing is not perfect. But then we have new major, maybe, you know, what's the best time?
Cool. All right, Jeff, then Gertien, then Drew, then...
This is the wrong
I think room. Neil.
Thanks, Doug. So I started with one comment, but I guess now I have three.
Go easy.
This is actually just relative to the discussion that's happening. I think when we start talking about brands like Leap and Tumbleweed and things like that, and you're using the OpenSUSE website as a reference, there's already context. So you don't need to mention the brand at every given moment. I think it's assumed. I'll get to that. In terms of rebranding, and I'm going to wear my community hat on this, even though I've been part of the community for 20-something years now. I think there are two sides to this. There's the value that the OpenSUSE brand has to the project, which has value, obviously. But I think the name... I argued against the OpenSUSE name when the project began. because the biggest barrier I think we have to, so like you're talking about maybe losing users because the brand changes. I think using the OpenSUSE brand has kept away contributors because it feels as if it is a SUSE-controlled project, and you know all of these detractors that were up there earlier are valid. That people come in and say, you know, this is a SUSE project, why should I bother with this? On the other hand, I think the single biggest thing that we can, like, so rebranding, pick a different name, I don't necessarily have an objection to that. I don't think it makes sense to break it up into individual projects because there are linkages. We're kidding ourselves if we think they're not linked. You look at Aeon, MicroOS, Tumbleweed, Leap. I mean, yeah, there's a link between SUSE and Leap, but Tumbleweed is the upstream for both Aeon and Micro. They're not different. Mm-hmm. They're just different presentations. And so I think we don't really want to get too far down into that for exactly the reason that you say. It really just means that there's no central point of organization, there's no central branding, there's no way for users to discover one new project from another. So say, you know, you really enjoy Tumbleweed, but you want to experiment with containers, you're what, going to go out and find something completely different that just happens to be under the same umbrella? It doesn't work like that for CNCF projects. Mm-hmm. So I think we should still keep the individual projects' names with an associated brand, but I also think that this is a good opportunity to change the governance of the project. And I don't necessarily think it means pushing governance down to each individual project because, again, they're all linked. But if you look at the other big successful open source projects, open source Linux distributions, none of them have a board that's structured like this. There's usually like a technical advisory board, there's a community advisory board, there's a number of different structures where the processes are established. And I think between feeling like OpenSUSE is controlled by SUSE and having a pretty opaque governance process, we're keeping a lot of contributors away. And that's the single biggest barrier to the project growing in general, not just in contributors, but if we have more contributors, we get more users.
Thank you.
For a large part, I was going to say what Jeff said. I do not object against renaming the project. As for somebody that's been in the community for 20 years, on a daily basis, I get confronted with the fact that people do not know what OpenSUSE is. They think it's a kind of free spin-off of SUSE, which it's not. It's a lot more than that. And this would be a way to get that misperception out of the way. There's another thing about rebranding, Axel. Mr. Elon Musk, he rebranded Twitter. Not yet. Now, I do agree, and I would like us to drop OpenSUSE first. Nobody knows how to write it.
That's true. That's very true.
Second, like I said, it has the name SUSE in it, and it's not SUSE. Some people even post it on the forums. I don't see how I can pay my subscription. No, because they downloaded OpenSUSE instead of SUSE. Get that out of the way. Make it more clear whether we should not have a governing organization, somehow of governing umbrella. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's good not to have one. It would go the same way as we have it with all our different platforms, that they each have their own rules, and there is no bigger community around it anymore. It would require that the people in the projects talk to the other projects, and otherwise it's also going to mean that we're going to do a lot of extra work.
Well, thank you.
So I am going to extend this just for 5 more minutes, so we'll delay the talks that are behind us because we do have a break, and then we can just extend this because that's why it was programmed this way. Yeah,
you're the boss.
I've always considered the OpenSUSE naming problematic, and I figured this was only a matter of time. And if SUSE owns the marks, if they own OpenSUSE name, if they want to say, hey, go your own way, that's cool.
That's not necessarily what they're saying. We're not saying OpenSUSE to go their own way. That's not what we're saying.
We're still saying
we're committed to supporting it. We're still committed to supporting the mark, right? Because as an organization, defending your trademark has to be done in each country. It's not
I get it. I get it. My point is it's problematic for them, and I get it, and I don't have a problem with them saying, you know, do something else. I like the idea of us having a different brand. I think OpenSUSE is on an upswing right now, and I don't think we are going to lose that much attention by a rebrand because of that upswing. And I would argue that upswing, I think, might be some of the cause for SUSE wanting to drive away from this, because we're more popular now. And if we get more popular than SUSE and we have the brand, that's where it becomes really problematic for them. I get it. But I think we should consider, instead of breaking things out into their own sort of branded name, having some sort of hybrid structure where we have that overarching brand has an identity of its own and can stand on its own, and where projects they want to be more autonomous, they're a Geekos affiliated program or project or whatever. And so it's not, you have the core stuff be core to the umbrella organization. And then where, in the cases where segments of the community can be a little bit more autonomous, they have the right to do so. I don't think there's many ways for us to screw things up by keeping the name or not keeping the name. I don't think it's going to matter that much. But I think structuring it in a way that makes us lose sight of community and our connections, I think that's not good optics.
Well said. Thank you.
I'm going to give you 1 minute, Neil, and then I'm going to give Pankor 1 minute, and I'm
not sure your name. But.
So overall, I'm going to say that this is, I am 100% in favor of changing the bloody name, because, you know, being in the U.S. and trying to advocate for OpenSUSE is really fucking hard. It is really hard, because there is, you know, other people here said that there's like some super positive brand association with SUSE. But I can tell you that from my experience in the US side, it's pretty much the opposite. People laugh at my face when I try to talk about SUSE or OpenSUSE positively. And I think a big part of the, and again, there's these other brand questions of like, am I just, you know, giving crap to SUSE for free or whatever? And I really don't like having to deal with those conversations over and over and over and over. So I would be really in favor of having a new brand, but connecting all the projects to it, like kind of like what we do now, maybe just with some smarter governance.
Awesome. Thank you, Neil.
Yes, very quick. I was just wondering, because a lot of people is connecting the name to the amount of contributors, like with SUSE on the name, we are scaring people, or we get more contributors or less. I believe we are heavily overestimating the relevance of the name for that. We are probably getting fewer contributors for many other reasons we should inspect, and not because of the name. I don't think the name is something that will actually make people devote their time to one project or the other. And probably it's just simply that there are more and more Linux distributions nowadays, so it's a matter of offer and demand, and also more and more free software projects. So in that regard, maybe the brand has some value, because we are one of the older distributions and we are an old community. So yeah, maybe in a sea full of new brands, new projects, new community, maybe losing the brand is not the smartest, but whatever. We are overestimating the relevance of the name, in my opinion.
All right, thank you.
So the way I see it is that keeping the name and changing the name or getting rid of a general name both has advantages and disadvantages. What I see is that I ask myself what value OpenSUSE brings. Like when I say I use OpenSUSE, what does that really mean? Tumbleweed is something completely different from Leap and completely different from Aeon. So when I say, why don't you use OpenSUSE, I first have to tell them, well, yeah, they have like different products, and I have to explain what each of them does, and then they're not interested anymore. So having a unique name for each product, I think, could really improve things here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I saw that with the competition for the new logos, that the community logically tried to have similar logos for each of the products, and I also tried to vote on things that look kind of similarly, because they all have the same brand. But that also doesn't really make sense, because why is that necessary? Tumbleweed is still something different from Leap. Why do they need a logo that is similar? Okay, so I think it would be really useful if the projects on their own had like some kind of marketing team that could announce new things without having to rely on the brand OpenSUSE doing that, and having still an umbrella over them.
Mm-hmm.
So they could say, okay, here, look, we have a similar project, maybe that fits you better, and they would have their own community, and each project could target their users better and wouldn't have to ask OpenSUSE, yeah, okay, can we do that now? How could we show ourselves to the outside? I think that would be really helpful.
Thank you. Awesome, thank you.
So we do have, thank you. We have some workshops planned, or meetups planned afterwards. So please look on the schedule and participate, because that's what they're there for.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everybody.